This week is the Montreal International Black Film Festival. From September 24th to 28th, audiences have the chance to see films made by Black artists on screens across the city. Montreal's is the largest and oldest festival of its kind in Canada, celebrating homegrown talent as well as Black film from around the world. CQT spoke to founder Fabienne Collin about how the festival got started and what the public can expect from its 21st edition. Here's our conversation. For those who don't know about the festival, why don't you just tell us, you know, how did that get started? What gave you the idea?
It started out when I came here about over 20 years ago as an actress. I was a young actress coming to conquer America right here in Canada. And I landed in Montreal, and it was not the environment that we know today. Because there was no diversity and inclusion trending. There was no equity and those kind of terms trending in the film and cinema industry. So it was very difficult to have your voices heard as, an artist in filmmaking. At some point, I said, well, you know what? Maybe we're going to get some films, some Haitian films from Haiti, so that we can screen them here. And the audience will discover Haitian cinema. And then also, hopefully, people in the industry will say, hey, this little girl can act, you know, because I act, I'm the lead role in some of them. And unfortunately, there was no festivals that wanted these films. So I could not even screen them. And that's when we decided to create another festival, because I was like, no, Montreal deserves another festival. We need to create more platforms for people who look like me, Black people, so that they can be heard, they can be seen, and mostly for the audience to have options to see more films from around the globe, films that otherwise would not come to them.
You talked about how the landscape was so different back when this festival started 21 years ago. Looking at this year's festival, can you talk a little bit more about that change in the industry and just the general public more broadly? Like, what is the appetite in Montreal for Black Film Festival like yours?
You know, the audience have always been wanting to visiting the world through films. This is not new. It's just that at the time, the gatekeepers thought that, no, this is not the type of choice that we're going to make for the audience. But the audience has always been open-minded. So I don't think the audience have changed in the way they consume Black films or other type of films coming from elsewhere or from other stories or realities. There's a bigger appetite now because it's there has been a lot of awareness. So people are coming in greater numbers, and then they want to see more and more and more and more. But the interest has always been there, just growing right now.
And so this year, looking at the lineup for the festival, who you're bringing in, the films that you're screening, what are you really excited for people to come see? Is there anything that, you know, you've been programming that you just can't wait to get people's eyes on?
Oh, my goodness. What a great question. So I have several of them. I don't know if we have 3 days, so I can name them all. The first one that nobody should miss is called Hedda. Hedda is the opening film. It's directed by Nia DaCosta. Nia DaCosta is the first woman filmmaker who directed a Marvel movie. So this is an adaptation of a play, a classic play, where the main character used to be a white woman, and she casted a Black woman, Tessa Thompson, for that role. And it's historic in itself. If you're listening right now, just grab your go online and then grab your ticket so you can come and enjoy this film opening the festival on Wednesday, September 24th at exactly 7 p.m. at Théâtre Outremont. So this film is not to be missed film. And we're also paying tribute to Daniela Ferrière that night, at the opening night. We have my top picks called Being Black in Canada series. So we've been working at the Fabienne Collin Foundation the whole year with a lot of emerging Black filmmakers. And they created their first documentary short film on the theme being Black in Canada. And now it's their time to shine and to introduce these films to Montrealers. They've been premiering their films in Toronto, in Halifax, and then in Calgary and Ottawa. So now they're in Montreal. So their film's going to be screened on Thursday at 7 o'clock at Cinéma du Parc. This is a not to be missed, because that allows you to see different perspectives from the new generation on what it is to be Black in Canada through a variety of great stories and great realities to discover. So they're going to be there to introduce that to you guys, and not just film from Montreal, but also from other places in Canada.
And you mentioned as well that there is a big celebration of Denis Laferrière, who is a very prominent Quebec author. I'm sure most of our listeners will have heard of him, if not have read some of his books. But, you know, if people want to learn more about the events that are around him, as well as the festival as a whole, where do they go? What should they know?
So one thing about Denis Laferrière this year, Danny is celebrating his 40th anniversary, career anniversary, and having him as a honorary president is a real delight for us. It's a way to celebrate Francophonie as well, and to honor a legend who is a local legend, even though he's an international legend, but he's from here. He's one of us. And then also Danny will be offering a masterclass, and his masterclass is all about from book to screen. How do we do that adaptation? Because Danny has had a lot of several of his books translated into films. So we want to talk to him about, okay, how do we go about adapting a book? The collaboration between the author of the book and then the screenwriter, when he's not the only one screenwriting the film, and then the director and everything else. So I think that masterclass at the Black Market, our Black Market is the pro section of the festival. It's on Friday, September 26th, at Cinéma du Musée at 7 p.m. So everybody should buy a ticket to come to that masterclass, because we need to know everything about it. If you want to write a novel or adapt a novel or understand how Danny goes about that and everything else, I think this is something not to miss. So there's something for everyone, actually. So on the website, montrealblackfilm.com, everything is in there. You're going to be able to watch the trailers, see the program, buy your tickets, your passes, and make sure you tell your friends, and then you bring a lot of people with you.
Amazing. Fabienne Collat, thank you so much for coming on CKUT and walking us through all of that.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.